This is a most serious time. But sometimes evil takes itself too seriously. So there was a very pious woman in a congregation, and she never said anything bad about anyone until her friends got together and said, I think we can get her. We can trick her. We can make her say something bad. And so they said, Victoria, what do you think about the devil? And she thought, well, the Bible tells me he's always working. Evil is always working. Evil never sleeps. More than half a century ago, our parents and grandparents came to this little spot in Ulster County and established this church, a place of faith and of freedom, a place where they could pray for their brothers and sisters who did not have that opportunity in Ukraine. The Ukrainian Catholic Church was an illegal entity. What we are doing today, we could have been arrested for in 1966 when this church was founded. They would have came and arrested everyone and given every one of us a criminal record. Not because we did anything wrong, but because we opposed slavery. We opposed people who tried to douse the flame of freedom, and we stood up for the right of self-determination. Now, I don't support Ukraine simply because I'm a U.S. citizen. I don't support Ukraine even simply because I'm an Ukrainian. I support Ukraine because I'm a human being. Because in our Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson's and those others who wrote it, said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is in the core of what it means to be a human being that we seek freedom. When the Emancipation Proclamation was proclaimed by Abraham Lincoln, the slaves said it very clearly. Our brothers and sisters in the African American community said, Abraham Lincoln did not free us. God made us free. Abraham Lincoln acknowledged the freedom that God gave us. And so it is the same now for the people of Ukraine. They decided to form a country centuries ago. And through oppression, they saw that light of freedom. And in 1991, they reformed their country. And they are fighting in a struggle. I would like to finish off with two simple thoughts. Martin Kimani, the representative of Kenya to the United Nations, had a beautiful speech about Ukraine. And among other things, he said, the boundaries of almost all the countries in Africa were not drawn by the people who lived there. They violated ancient boundaries and tribal grounds, but we as a people decided not to fight over territory. Instead, we agreed that we would settle for the borders that were drawn because we wanted something greater forged in peace. There are many reasons, and if you'll just allow me a few more seconds of your time, there are many reasons that people try to extinguish freedom and hold people in slavery, but no one has ever won against human nature. Give me liberty or give me death was a cry in our American Revolution, and during World War II, Charlie Chaplin had a movie called The Dictator, in which he had a beautiful speech about human freedom and human solidarity. And I would like to finish this meditation, this sermon, with a quotation from the movie called The Dictator by Charlie Chaplin. Do not despair, Chaplin claims. The very nature of these inventions cried out for goodness in us. It cries out for universal brotherhood, sisterhood, and the unity of us all. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators will die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And as long as men die now, liberty will never perish. Slava Isusu Christu.